Cape Talk. The Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Ab. Ça va très bien, merci.
Talking about African news, South Africa apparently has joined those condemning the military coup attempt in Gabon.
Yes, indeed, and said, listen, you know that we red card, as Africans, we red card any unconstitutional change of government. And that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? We reject it completely. It calls, though, interestingly, on the military to restore the democratically elected government in that country as soon as possible. Well, we know that the country is led by Ali Bongo, who's in Morocco, recovering from stroke he suffered in Saudi Arabia 2 months ago. Ali Bongo having taken over from his father in 2002. His father, Omar Bongo, took power in a 1967 coup. So there's a dynasty of the Bongos in Gabon more than 50 years. Huge protests about that. Ali Bongo won elections in 2016 by fewer than 6,000 votes. And at least seven people have died or died in demonstrations at that time. And that was mentioned by these military plotters, that there's got to be justice. In fact, the military is also saying there has to be justice for this. Two of the plotters were killed, so it was not an easy business, and the leader was actually found hiding under a bed. It seems, though, that the government will be restored, but they're talking about the jokers. That's what they're referring to the plotters as. But it seems that it must have been bigger than simply five people. It just doesn't seem right that five people could have taken over the radio station. I was in Gabon, of course, for that meeting with the European Union. It's a very authoritarian country. I mean, you know, I had a little problem, a computer problem with my accreditation. And that's it. I mean, I'd been invited by the European Union. And I said, come on, guys, you've got to come to something. And they said, no, if you're not on this list, then you're not in the meeting. So I said, okay, fine. I covered it from outside. It wasn't that much of a problem. And there was a South African presidential spokesman who I saw walking around. And I said, my, you're lucky to be in there. What are you hearing? He said, no, my accreditation hasn't been approved either. So he was put out. I mean, the president's spokesman wasn't allowed to get in. So, you know, that's the sort of thing they have. It's, when you get a very authoritarian government like that, you get a very extreme response in terms of opposition. And there may be a lesson to be learned by what has happened there in Gabon.
And talking to that, I mean, we don't have that much time, Monsieur, but that was the question that many on social media had when I was following the story, is that, but the president had a stroke, surely then his deputy takes over, or there's new elections that must happen.
His deputy has taken over, but what the military, the coup plotters were saying was that he's neither physically nor mentally capable of running the country anymore, and that those people who are hanging on his coattails, as it were, are keeping him there because their positions that rely on it, that they are, in fact, the miscreants in this matter. Well, we'll see what happens now, but he did give a new year. His first time he spoke was in a New Year's message saying that he's looking forward to getting back to Gabon. Let's wait and see what he sounds and says, what he sounds like and says when he does.
From Gambia, or rather from Gabon to Gambia, Monsieur, apparently more than 1,000 witnesses have lined up for Gambia's Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Yes, but in Gambia it's being called the TRRC. They add the word reparations to Truth, Reconciliation, Reparations.
Ah.
So they're going to dole out some money. Yahya Jammeh in power from 94 to 2017. So only 2 years ago he was put out by Adama Barrow. He's being accused of killing journalists, torturing opponents, having witch doctors abduct opponents. He, the famous or infamous group called the Junglers, his paramilitary group, according to Human Rights Watch, killed 50 migrants or more than 50 migrants. So there's a lot to be said, and that healing process did an enormous amount for South Africa. Let's hope it does in Gambia as well.
And if we look to the Catholic Church, apparently the Catholic Church is becoming or become Joseph Kabila's toughest opponent in the DRC.
Well, that's the truth. I mean, the Catholic Church has said we know who's won this election. They didn't name them. And they're saying by doing that, they're not breaking the law. You know, they understand the electoral law that says you can't name an opponent or you can't name a winner before it's officially announced. They haven't done that, but they've said, don't think you can fool the people. Publish your results. And you have others like the EU and the United States have echoed similar calls. At this point, South Africa is still saying, be patient, wait for the official results. And there are those within the UN Security Council that are saying, no, we actually need more leadership than that from South Africa.
Oh, well, that being said, Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us on the show for this morning. Ademir.
Ademir, of you.
Thank you so much. That is Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, your Africa correspondent with your latest African news.